This chazar zeichen neshabach chesu shalom v'am yudim zechad kedushim davov. A braisa said, if a man says to a woman, "You are hereby my wife," or "You are hereby my arusa," or "You are hereby acquired to me," it's a valid kedushin. If he says, "You are hereby mine," or "You are hereby my rishus," or "You are hereby bound to me," it is also a valid kedushin. Why are these six phrases broken down into two groups of three? Mar says it was taught this way for easier memorization. What if a man says, "You are hereby singled out for me," or "You are hereby designated for me," or "You are hereby my helpmate," or "You are hereby my counterpart," or "You are hereby gathered, my gathered one," or you are hereby my rib, you are hereby my closed one, or you are hereby my replacement, or you are hereby my seized one, or you are hereby my taken one. Mar says we can answer one of these based on a braisa that says if a man tells a woman, "You are hereby my taken one," it's a valid kedushin since that's the verbiage used in the pasuk of ki yikach ish isha. What if a man says, "You are hereby my charufa"? Braisa says if someone says, "You are hereby my charufa," it's a valid kedushin because in Yehuda they call an arusa by the term of charufa. In fact, Yehuda is not most of the world. The braisa means to say that if someone says, "You are hereby my charufa," the kedushin is valid because the pasuk says that he shivcha necherefes leish, which refers to designation for marriage. And in Yehuda they refer to an arusa as charufa. In fact, we need a custom in Yehuda to be brought as support in addition to a pasuk. Mar says the braisa means that if someone from Yehuda says, "You are hereby my charufa," it's a valid kedushin because in Yehuda they refer to an arusa as a charufa. The Gemara above asked about these other phrases and whether they possibly suggest Kedushin. The Gemara now asks, what were the circumstances in which these phrases were said? If they were not even discussing marriage at all, then even if these phrases are proper phrases of Kedushin, how can she possibly know what he was referring to? If the situation was that they were discussing matters of Kedushin, then if he then hands her money without saying anything at all, the Kedushin would be valid, because Rav Huna in the name of Shmuel said that we pass on like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, who says that if they were discussing marriage and he then gave her money without saying anything further, it's a valid Kedushin. Gemara says, if he would have remained silent, then an echanami would surely be a kedushin. The question of the Gemara is, when he said one of these other phrases, the question is, does he mean it as a kedushin, or does he mean it to hire her as a worker for him? On that, the Gemara remains with a teiku. Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel said that when Rabbi Yossi says that nothing additional need be said, that is talking about where they were still discussing marriage until he gave her the money. However, had they stopped discussing that prior to the money being given, it would not be a valid kedushin. Blazan name Rabbi Shaya said this as well. And this is actually machlokes among Tanoim. Rabbi says that they must be discussing marriage up until he gives her the money. And Rulozah, the son of Shimon, says that it's a kedushin even if they were not discussing marriage, which Abadi explains to mean that they were discussing other aspects of marriage, but not the discussion of actually getting married. Rav Huna name of Shmuel said that we paskin like Rabbi Yoisi. Rav Yemi Yasser Rashi, we know that Rabbi Huna name of Shmuel said that one who is not well versed in halachas of gittin or kedushin should not have any dealings with them. Does this mean to include even knowing the psak of Rav Huna name of Shmuel? Rav Rashi said, absolutely yes. The Gemara earlier brought the story of Shmuel that if a man gave a get to his wife and said, "You are hereby sent away, you are hereby divorced, or you are hereby mutter to any man," the get is valid. In fact, Gemara, it's clear that if he writes to his wife in the get, "You are hereby a free woman," the get is not valid. Similarly, if he writes to a slave, "You are hereby mutter to every man," the get shichur is not valid. What if he writes in the get to his wife, "You are hereby to yourself"? Does he mean that the marriage is over and the get is valid, or does he mean that she can keep her earnings but the marriage continues? Ravina told Rashi, a braisa says that this phrase suffices to free a slave who is totally owned by its master. Certainly then, this phrase would totally free the woman who is not owned by the husband, and the marriage would terminate. Ravina asked Ravashi, what if he writes to his slave, "I have no dealings with you"? Ein li esek bach. Rav Chanina said to Ravashi, we see from a braisa that when such language is used, it serves as a get shichur. Abaye said, if a man tells a woman that she should keep the loan he gave her, and she should keep it as a kedushin, the kedushin is not valid. If he's mekadosh her with the benefit of a loan, the kedushin is valid, although it's also to do so because of gzeira of ribis. What's the case of the benefit of the loan? If the case is that he originally lent her money with interest and he told her to keep the interest as her kedushin money, that's true ribis. Also, that would still be a case of being mekadosh with a loan. The Mara says the benefit of the loan means he gave her more time to pay a loan that she had with him. The benefit is that she now has more time to pay, and that benefit that maybe she would give someone else money to extend the loan is now used for the kedushin. Rava said, if one person tells another, "Take this money on the condition that you return it to me," then if it was given to buy something, the acquisition is not valid. If it was given as kedushin, the kedushin is possible. If it was given for pidyon haben, the pidyon haben is possible. However, if it was given in the form of produce to a kohen for truma, it's a valid giving of truma, but it's also to do so because it looks like the case of the kohen who was helping out by Beis HaGranis. What does Rava hold? If he holds that is a valid giving, then in all these cases, the giving should be a valid act of giving. And if he holds that it's not a valid gift, then even in the case of truma, it should not be a valid act of giving. Also, Rav himself actually has said regarding the mitzvah of Esrig that a matonah al-mas l'harzer is a valid matonah, and he's yoytzeh the mitzvah. Rav Ashi said, Rav actually said that in all the cases, the act is a valid act of giving, except the case of kedushin, because making or return the gift is similar to making a kinyan chalipim, which we have stated earlier is not a valid form of kedushin. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nechemiah, said to Rav Ashi, we have taught Rava's statement just as you have.